So how many of you laying there in bed in the middle of the night, maybe you're just getting to sleep and you hear chirp. Look around, a few seconds later, chirp. A few seconds later, chirp. You know what it is? It's your smoke alarm, right? The batteries are getting low in your smoke alarm. It's not that it's going off. It's not detecting smoke. It's that little annoying chirp that's warning you that the battery's losing its power. Let's put it another way. How many of us go into outright panic mode when we look down at our phone and it's at 10%? And we don't know where the plug-in is. And we can't find our cord. And we've gone through the drawer in the house that has 20 other cords in it, but none of them are the right one. Wouldn't it be great in our spiritual life if we were given that little chirp warning sound when our batteries are running low? And what we would do, how do we plug into that? If we could just be sensitive enough to the, in a sense, to the whisper of God or the Holy Spirit telling us, hey, chirp, your spiritual batteries are running low. You need to get plugged into the source. You need to change your batteries. You need to charge them up. Well, I think one important thing that we do as Christians is this time right now to come around and get our spiritual batteries recharged on this weekly appointment around the Lord's table. The communion time is a time when we can step away and renew our spiritual life. The fruit of the vine and the bread are not not a full, complete meal. It's not packed with powerful. It's not like an energy bar or a power bar that has a lot of calories, a lot of things in it. It's one of the simplest things there is. But they represent something that costs very dearly. They represent that Jesus sacrificed his entire life for you and I so we could eat this meal with him. You know, the charging or the recharging of our spiritual batteries comes as we come and partake around this point in time. Just think of yourself if you were back on that night and maybe if you would find it in like John 13, there in replaying the last night, the Last Supper. And sitting across the table or at the table with you was the source of eternal power. Jesus was there at that table as you sat there. Well, the promise through Scripture is that he is here. That he is here to come and join us at this point in time. We're able to, Jude 24 would be a verse that we would maybe think about here. He is able to keep you from falling and to present before his glorious presence without fault and without and with great joy. This is what charges our batteries, so to speak. This remembrance of his sacrifice, that he's given his life, this amazing love that we just sang about, that came and gave his life on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, verse we think about here as well, as where it says, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. Dear Father in heaven, as we come around the table, Lord, we pray that we're reminded each week that this is something that we need to come and get recharged and come and to remember your Son. What a great honor it is that you thought so much of us to instill this in the lives of the early church and the lives of us today, knowing that we so soon and easily forget. But these emblems bring back to our mind that sacrifice that you've given on your behalf, that life that it was given freely upon the cross for each one of us. And these emblems represent that. As we partake of the fruit of the vine, it brings back to our minds and memory of the blood that was poured out there and it was shed on our behalf, and the bread representing your body that was beaten and torn with the scourge and the whip. But we just thank you for that. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity we have to get, in a sense, get recharged again for this up and coming week. And we just would thank you for this opportunity. For your Son's name we pray.